The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team of the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. July is Military Awareness Month for our Senior Solutions team. We hope you tuned in last week for our special 4th of July episode. If not, you can check out our website and download any episode you miss. Today, we have Helen Flynn back in the studio from the Senior Solutions team in studio. Hey, Helen.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
You know, Helen, I have often said that the LACA is the driver between making a move from where you are or staying where you are. That is the location, the accessibility, the cost, and the amenities of where you are. The LACA is the important consideration for our seniors, military or not.
Right.
As we're chatting through the talk this morning, the talk that you might have with your family about whether now's the time to make a move. And this isn't a talk from your family to you or from you to your family. It could be both ways. It doesn't matter. It's the point is that at some point, there's a conversation that has to be had, that should be had, in order to manage the family's expectations about whether you're going to stay and age in place or whether you're going to make a move. Helen.
Yes, the talk. As we know, our roles change as we get older and children begin to take on the role of parent, and parent takes on more and more the role of the child. And it's not easy for either one to make that adjustment. And when I was talking to Eric about the talk, we remember the talk that we were given by our parents many, many years ago, or the talk that we give our kids. But now there's a different talk, and that talk can be just as difficult to broach as other conversations, and we don't quite know how to begin. We don't know who to have it with to start with. It just becomes very awkward, and all the old dynamics of a family come into play. It may be that if you're coming from the role of the adult child, if your parents live out of state, you may not see them that often. You may have phone conversations and emails that are very generic, that are about the weather, that are about health, perhaps, that are about the grandkids, but they don't go any deeper. And so when you come face to face, it becomes very difficult to say, oh, by the way, Mom and Dad, I think you're getting too old to stay in your house and you better make a move. It just doesn't quite work that way. Meanwhile, the parents are feeling, all right, the kids are coming to visit. We got to put on a good show. We got to put on a good face. I'm not going to use the walker while they're here. I'm not going to use the cane while they're here. We're just going to make everything just like it's always been. And so they do. They go through this time period, whether it's a weekend or a week or a couple of days. And so the kids go back home. Parents didn't want to worry them. Kids go home and say, everything's fine. And the denial continues until a phone call comes or something of that nature. So what I'm encouraging today is to say, you might want to, even if everything is fabulous, to begin to broach that topic, and not in such a way as, you know, you're really getting up there, you ought to think about it, but in a much more gentle way of perhaps the positivity of, aren't you getting tired of mowing that lawn, Dad? Or, Mom, would you ever want to live on one level and have the washing machine on the same level? And see where that conversation leads. A comment about my knees are killing me is a good opener to, have you ever thought about living on one floor? Have you thought about, could be anything, have you thought about it? But know that the senior really does not want to appear old to their children, or to anybody else for that matter. So it becomes a very difficult thing to bring up, and the natural reaction is to deny on both parts. We don't want to see mom and dad getting older and recognize that. Well, she just seems a little more forgetful, but we had a long, busy day, and she was tired and nothing to worry about. Or dad seems to be forgetting a lot, but then we make excuses as to why that might be, instead of perhaps making a suggestion for a medical appointment. So I drop these thoughts because we don't like to think about them, but they become very important. And when someone is in pain or has lost a spouse, this conversation becomes 10 times harder. So it's a good idea to test the waters a bit. And you might want to bring it up several times over the course of a year. And don't expect a great positive, oh, I'd love to move into an assisted living community. I can't wait. Because that's not going to be the reaction. Lots more to talk about in relation to the roles that kids fall into when they go back to visit parents. But I was talking with some people who are the adult children this weekend, and they are exhausted from the burden of trying to find a place for their parents mm-hmm. who live in Florida and they live here in Virginia. They are dealing with their own children, their own changes in life, their own jobs, and really have no experience in dealing with how do I find the right assisted living? How do I talk to my parents about this? And the folks I was talking to were saying it was just a terribly difficult conversation. And mom in particular just didn't want to hear it. So we want to broach it before it gets to that point and when it absolutely is necessary. And this way, the senior can have input into where they want to be and not be put where they may not want to be. Mm.
Helen teaches a class on aging in place and also just how to consider what are your options when it comes time to move. In fact, we've been invited to speak at women's clubs in Virginia and Maryland, and we just want to make this known here to our listening audience. If you're interested in having a lecture brought to your group, if you have a group of some size and would like to have Helen come in and give a lecture on how to approach these topics or discuss choosing where to live, how to age in place, how to downsize, whatever it might be, we would be privileged to do that and bring our education into your life and help you. We also have an event, which is in October, which we want to invite you to join us, which is October 16th in Maryland, October 17th in Virginia, where we will train for an hour, hour and a half on how to age in place, and then we'll spend an hour to an hour and a half after a break discussing how to prepare to sell your home for top dollar. So perhaps you'd be interested in those, and if so, please feel free to reach out to us at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. You can call us toll-free at 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Leave a message there, or feel free to send Helen or myself an email at Eric or Helen at ericstewartgroup.com. Either way, we will get it, and then we'll respond back to you.
I'm happy to talk to the adult children, and often I will get a call where someone is not looking at real estate per se, but is saying, I know I have to get my mother or father moved. And they call to say, how do I do this? How do I go about it? The child or the at one time child may have never been in the role of telling a parent this is what you need to do. So there are all kinds of tips that we can give. Eric says lecture, and some of these are really conversations that we'd be happy to have with you that are on a more intimate level, sitting in your living room or have your neighborhood coffee group or Bunko Club come over, and many of the Bunko Clubs are thinking about this very thing. Or you may be a senior that says, what do I say to my kids when they're pushing me to move? How do I get them off my back? So happy to provide some tips.
Again, that toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Helen is an exceptionally accomplished real estate agent in her own regards, with a background in social work. So she brings a lot of skill as the lead of our seniors real estate team. We're so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Helen Flynn. Hey, we've got our music cue, which means it's time for Stuart Rosenthal. Good to talk to you again, my friend. How are you today?
Doing well, Eric. Nice to hear your voice, too.
Great. You publish the Beacon newspaper. It's over 1,500 locations around the metro area, and it's for those of us over 50. What do you have this week for us?
That's right. Well, in our July issue, we have a special pullout section on housing and home care options for older adults. So I encourage you and all of your listeners to pick it up. There are so many different stories. For example, there's an update on all the new senior living communities in the area that are being built or revising or adding on to their buildings. There's an article on up-and-coming global retirement location centers for where you can live comfortably for less than $2,000 a month. There is an article about how to help your grown children buy a home, what steps you should take for your own tax consequences and to protect yourself and to deal with things in a very careful way so that you're not getting in trouble with your own retirement finances. An article on how to rent out your house on Airbnb or HomeAway and all kinds of those services. So it runs the gamut.
Fantastic. Read about it at thebeaconnewspapers.com as well. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more about how our veterans are being cared for in our communities right after this.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Patricia Keim from the Washington Post wrote an outstanding article about how the VA is turning to foster care to help veterans instead of putting them into nursing homes. Now, I would recommend you read the article. I found it fascinating. Thank you, Patricia, for the well-thought-through article. And thank you for introducing us to Ralph Stepney. Ralph lives in Baltimore, and he's got a beautiful home. He's got a beautiful front porch, large rooms, plenty of space, a comfortable recliner, and a vast collection of action movies. He's 73 years of age. He fought in the Vietnam War, and he lives with another fellow veteran named Frank Hunt. Now, the two gentlemen actually live in a home that's owned by Joanne West, who I think of as kind of like a modern American hero. Here she's brought in her skills and her love for caring for those who served our country and invited them to live in her home. Now, she gets paid, but I want you to get a sense of what's happening here. For most veterans, a chance to live in a home setting is completely different than living in a typical home or, VA home, as we often think about it. If you could live with somebody who would actually take care of you and pay them on average just $2,030 a month to live there, somebody that really sees that having you in their home is a calling, would you not be interested in that potential? The idea that Stepney and Hunt, Hunt's in his late 60s and Stepney, as I said, is 73, they're one of a group of about 700 homes in the country that are currently being served by caregivers who've decided that this is their call, that they want to help our vets in need. And unlike typical community care facilities, this is more like a foster home where caregivers are required to live on site, tend to the needs of their patients themselves 24/7, or if they can't be there, then to bring the right support staff in to care for them. It's interesting to read about Joanne West. She even took these two gentlemen on a cruise with her because she just wanted to. She just wanted to take them with her as a part of her caring for them. She treats them like family. One prerequisite to doing this just cannot be taught, though. It's the ability to make a veteran feel like they're at home. Now, a veteran must be enrolled in VA health care. They have to have a serious and chronic disabling medical condition that requires a nursing home level care and need care coordination and access to VA services. And if you apply for this, it could take you up to a month to be accepted. The average monthly fee, I think I misquoted earlier, is $2,300 a month, not $2,030. Most veterans cover that with their VA compensation, savings, and Social Security. This has been going on since 1999. Now, the benefit is really great for everybody because the VA was paying roughly $10,000 a month for these vets to live in housing. And the vets don't have to pay that much. They get a better quality of potential, better quality of care. And they use a VA home-based primary care program, which will provide the interdisciplinary team of healthcare professionals. And as a result, they get great care from the VA. They live in a home. They have the quality of home life. And Representative Clay Higgins, who's a Republican from Louisiana, has raised the issue again of trying to increase the number of such places in the country. We hope that the VA will be encouraged to take steps forward because the foster care is really a blessing to the family of Hunt and to the family of Stepney because the kids don't have the time. In fact, Mrs. Kime, the writer of the article, relates where the kids were just saying, hey, we don't have time. We're too busy raising our own kids, and we can't do everything that Dad needs because he needs full-time care. Heroes Meet Angels is what the program calls itself. Heroes meeting angels, those veterans who are heroes meeting the angels that take care of them. Caregiving, I like this. This is what Joanne West said. Caregiving is a ministry, something you really have to like to do. When you like what you do, you never work a day in your life. More information can be found through the VA. Check them out online. Have you heard of Trinity Healthcare? They've launched a military and veterans healthcare program to support better care. They're talking about something they're calling cultural competency. Now, I want you to bear with the thought. When I read that, I thought this is about people from different countries. But no, they're talking about military culture. They're talking about being sensitive to the military culture for those vets who need better support care and health. And closing the gaps that some of our healthcare providers have had when it comes to their familiarity with those veterans. It's interesting to see how that culture is changing, even through the work of two entrepreneurs who have answered a need in the military community. One of them is Bonnie Lederman, and she's the founder and CEO of Veterans Home Care. Debbie Gregory, who's with MilitaryConnection.com, They together have founded businesses that provide support through a veteran assist program, VA aid and assistance eligibility, information resources through a variety of different online programs. MilitaryConnection.com features thousands of resources and information, something including all kinds of things like not limited to a job board or virtual job fair, but comprehensive information for those post 9/11 workers, pay charts, service directories, etc. And the Veterans Home Care LLC is dedicated to helping veterans who have proudly served their country or their surviving spouses. So it's so good to see that the military needs of our area are being met, our country are being met. It was a pleasure for me to have hosted General Tim McHale from the Knollwood community last week. There are military retirement communities where you can locate into, whether that is Falcon's Landing in Virginia, Vincent Hall in McLean, or Knollwood. But for the majority, and I'd say 95-96% of vets, they're going to need some care at home, or they're going to go live in a home, a veteran's home, when they really need help if they're in distress. For those of you who have just finished celebrating the 4th of July like I have, I want you to think this month of July of going out of your way to honor those vets around you. When you see a vet who's in need, offer him a ride. Give a guy a chance who needs a job if he's a vet. Look for ways to serve those who have served us. As we as a country have needed those people to serve us, we should reciprocate and serve them back. We certainly honor them at sporting events these days. It's always a pleasure to stand up and honor the men and women who come to see the Washington Capitals play, for instance. Each game, there's somebody who's honored for what they did and served in some fashion over the history of our country, and we're grateful for those people. And if you're one of those who is staying home and would like to learn how to age in place effectively, I want to remind you of our class coming up in October. It's October 16th at 9:30 in the morning in Maryland, and October 17th in Northern Virginia at the Northern Virginia Association of Realtors. We're going to give a class on how to age in place effectively and also how to sell your home for top dollar. Both classes are free. They're an opportunity for you to learn from my 30 years in real estate experience and understand the 7 different options that you have for living, including aging at home, plus how to get rid of your stuff, how to work through the process of decluttering your home, and if you're thinking about selling at some point in the next year, how to get ready to sell, what kinds of improvements will make you money, what questions you should ask a realtor before you hire one, and so much more.
Don't stop.
Have you ever thought about social determinants, the missing key to improving health? We think of genetics. We think of the power of genetics. If somebody has Alzheimer's, then maybe a child will get Alzheimer's and maybe their child will get Alzheimer's, or maybe there's a disease that runs in the family, those kinds of things. But additional studies have shown that there are a variety of factors that contribute to a person's health and actually bring things like Alzheimer's on faster. It's hard to believe, but there's a real estate angle on this, that a person's zip code can influence how long he or she lives. Isn't that interesting? The top 3 social determinants are food insecurity, social isolation, and loneliness. Now, those are important, and they may be as important as genetic makeup and the physical determinants that a person already has when they're born. The World Health Organization has said there is no health without mental health. Now let's think about that. Just going to take a quick break. When I get back, Helen Flynn will join me and we'll cover more of the social determinants and discuss with Helen what's going on with the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. For more information on the Eric Stewart Group, go to ericstewartgroup.com. You can download any of our free guides there. The Right Sizing Guide, the Downsizing Guide is what I call the Right Sizing Guide. How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar, the As Is Guide, Buyer Savvy Guide, and all of our blogs and so much more. Well, that about wraps it up for the Senior Solutions Radio Show. Don't forget our Aging in Place classes in October. Feel free to register at ericstewartgroup.com. And if you find yourself in the neighborhood tonight at 9:30, you can join us for Real Estate Now. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, and I'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge for more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.